The Beale City Aggies against the Ugly Bearcats, Tough Nose against Tough Nosed, Wing T against the Straight T, the Division 8 state semifinals from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. The crowds are filling in as the long trek for Beale City is here. They left about 4 minutes ago. Ugly left this morning at about 9 a.m. The Ugly Bearcats for the 19th season since the MHSA playoffs have been in existence. The Ugly Bearcats are part of the action. Altogether, the Ugly Trophy Case has 14 playoff pieces of hardware in it, 7 district titles, 6 regional championships, and 1 state runner-up trophy. The crazy part, head coach Bill Sweeney has had his hand in nearly every single one of them.
It's not that crazy. He's a great coach, Clark. He's coached 109 games, 9 seasons. He's 88-21. He's won 80% of the games he's coached, and he was the head coach for 6 of the 7 districts, 5 of the 6 regional championships, 5 of the 6 semifinal appearances, and the finals appearance. I got one more for you. He's had 6 10-win seasons in 9 years of coaching and has never missed the playoffs.
Impressive resume. A shoo-in for Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Anybody who disagrees with you, I'd like to have a conversation with him.
For 3 straight weeks in the postseason, the Ugly Bearcats have been controlling the tempo of the game and really have never had the outcome of the game in question or in peril. They took out USA 30-8 at home, then went on the road in Harbor Beach 34-20, gave Harbor Beach their first loss in the playoffs at home since 2003, and then last week they beat Novell at home again 56-36. Part of that equation is their senior play caller and coach's son, Casey Sweeney.
Absolutely. Casey's 5'8", 160-pound senior, plays defensive back as well. 4 years on varsity. He had a touchdown in their playoff game that they ended up losing to Pewaumee Westphalia. Last year, very notably, he had 824 yards and 9 TDs. This season, it's down to 680 and 8 TDs, where, you know, I think they allowed him to throw it a little more. They haven't needed him to make the big runs. The other running backs have done their jobs. He's 26 of 47 passing. He does have 1 interception, but 397 yards and 6 passing TDs. And against Novell, he was 4 of 5 passing for 95 yards. Never attempted a pass in that Harbor Beach game. So you can see, very similar to what we just talked about with Beale City, they just want to mix in a couple of them and play action to try and hit you for a big one and catch that defense cheating in on the run.
Much like Beale City, the horsepower for Ugly's offense comes from a 3-back set out of the straight tee with 3 capable, powerful, and oversized running backs. The best part is just 1 of the 3 is a senior. Altogether in the postseason, Ugly has run the ball for a total of 916 yards in just 3 games.
That's a ton. And Carson Haleski was the name last week as he ran all over Novell, 33 carries, 277 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns. He was the guy last week. The week before, it was Shane Ozentoski. He had 23 carries, just 89 yards, but 4 very important touchdowns against Harbor Beach. And don't forget 47, Colin Oberski, just a sophomore, and he's got 235 yards and 2 touchdowns of his own this postseason. Season alone.
Through 12 games, the Ugly Bearcats are allowing on average just 2 touchdowns per game with 14.7 points on defense. With that, they have 6 games where they have allowed just 1 touchdown or less.
Absolutely, and they dominated Harbor Beach. They only allowed 4 yards rushing on 10 carries. That Novell was able to get 165 yards rushing on them and 294 yards passing. So it was 10 yards per play versus 0.4 for Harbor Beach. So the defense wasn't nearly as capable as it was against Harbor Beach, but the offense was so prolific that Saginaw Novell had no answer for that running game. So look for them to find that offense with the defense that game plan they put up against Harbor Beach and try to find their way to Ford Field next week.
We'll see how their defense holds up as they face a team of their own liking, the Beale City Aggies. Kickoff is in 19 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Orion Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware.
Meet Miss Penny Patty. She's always prepared for anything. Cops pull her over.
I've got my current registration and proof of insurance glued to my visor.
And the groceries in a refrigerator.
They're aligned by order of expiration date, always.
And when it comes to Christmas shopping,
I have it all done by December 1st or earlier.
That's why this year, Miss Penny Patty is doing all her holiday shopping early at Thumb Cellular, especially when she explored thumbcellular.com/deals. She found out Thumb Cellular is offering $100 account credit if she adds a line to her account or makes the switch to Thumb Cellular, or a $50 account credit if she upgrades her smartphone, plus 15 extra gig of data for each new smartphone purchase. Now with all her holiday shopping done early,
I now have time to rake the leaves in my yard in piles organized by color, of course.
So take it from Miss Penny Patty. Do your holiday shopping early at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Two-year contract on smartphones. Terms and conditions apply.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our Vision Center, Senior Living, our Wellness Center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back, because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Lost chemistry with your bank? Try North Star Bank's formula. North Star Bank knows the commitment, hard work, knowledge, and patience that farming requires. North Star Bank's ag lending team has built a strong history of agricultural lending throughout our communities. They understand the business of farming and are here to provide financial solutions.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. Our team of ag lenders have helped farms and agribusinesses of all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage your day-to-day operational expenses, our ag lenders will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness.
Contact your local North Star Bank branch today to speak to one of North Star Bank's experienced ag lenders. North Star Bank, guiding the way. The loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Just 14 minutes away from kicking things off, the Division 8 state semifinals. Just four teams remain in Division 8, and the Ugly Bearcats are one of them. The others, Beale City, Reading, and Fowler, all trying to make their punch their ticket to Ford Field and play on Black Friday starting at 10 a.m., and we hope to be there as well. As the Canadian Goose flies, it's 98 miles due west from Ugly to Beale City. But if that same Canadian Goose then had to turn around and fly to Mount Pleasant, more likely you could do it, it would be just a mere 9-mile journey. Ugly has a 99-mile trek to arrive here in Mount Pleasant. The Aggies had a slightly shorter trip, 12 miles or roughly the same distance from Ugly to Minden City. Or the length of a trip when you get in your car, you look at the fuel gauge and say, eh, I could make it. In regards to school size, Ugly has 198 students in high school. That makes them the 12th smallest school in Division 8. Beale City has 249 students enrolled per the MHSAA, which puts the Aggies as the sixth largest school in Division 8 football. So pupil to pupil, it's Beale City by 51 students. Today's opponents have never faced off against each other on the gridiron. Beale City has made it